Welcome to the Trill NBA Show. I'm your host, the trillest NBA you will ever know, and I'm here to help you survive and thrive in corporate America by giving you the truth and being as real as only I can be. Hey, you guys, happy Sunday. I'm so excited. This is the last episode of season two. Thank God 2018 is almost over. And just an appreciation of everyone who has downloaded and listened to the show this year. I can't express what you have meant to me in this year that has been absolutely a little batshit crazy. Today, I just want to take a few minutes of your time and do a little recap of the year, let you know what I learned this year, and talk about what I'm planning to do in 2019. First things first, I want to start the show off with a review that I got from Joe Is Cooler Than You. I love the name. He says, "Awesome show." That's what this is titled. And it says, "Anyone interested in understanding what minorities, specifically women, go through in corporate America should definitely check this show out." Well, Joe, I definitely appreciate you for leaving this review on iTunes. I really appreciate everyone who has left reviews and comments and rated us a 5. I really, really, really appreciate it. And for those of you who haven't done that yet, if you could just mosey on over to iTunes or Apple Podcast and leave a review. Let me know what's going on in your world. How you feeling about the show? And rate me a 5, please. Another thing before I get started, I want to wish a very happy birthday to my friend Joanna. Joanna, I love you to the moon and back. May the upcoming year be full of abundance and blessings and all the good things that life has to offer all of us. And I wish all of that for you in the coming year. Now, first thing I want to talk about is just what I'm going to be doing over the next 2 weeks. So first, I'm going to be taking time to reflect. And this is very, very important. And not necessarily in a way where you beat yourself up because, you know, we're our own worst critics. Well, let me speak for my ignorant self. I am my own worst critic. And because of this, I really, you know, I spend a lot of time thinking about all the things that I could have done differently or done wrong or what have you. But I don't know how productive I am in my reflection time. So over the next 2 weeks, I'm going to get super intentional about reflecting on what I know to be true, what I've learned this year, what I've truly learned this year, and how to apply that to doing better next year. And a lot of that is going to be around the podcast. I'm going to really work to hone some of my production skills and really take this show to the next level. I appreciate everyone who's given me feedback. Please give me more. Every little thing I can do to tweak every week and make this show better just allows me to work to operate in my gift and then share with you guys all the things that you need to be successful in corporate America. And that is my goal. This year's been interesting. This year for me, I had a milestone birthday. I turned 40, which, I don't know. I still don't know how I feel about that. I definitely have been in a very brutal battle with my mental health this year. And I'm really working on trying not to be an angry black woman because Lord knows we don't need any more stereotypes. TV does that for us enough. You know, I really am working to really find myself, right? Like I'm halfway through this thing called life. Statistically, God willing. So I really want to do something meaningful with the last 40 years God willing, that I have. And so I'm really also focused on really figuring out what my purpose is and really, you know, working and operating in my gifts and figuring out how to do that and pay my mortgage and not operate from a place of fear, but operate from a place of knowing that everything's taken care of and I just need to continue to do the right things. And when I say right by what my intuition, the voice inside me says that I should be doing, and not what the outside world says that I should be doing, i.e. go to school, get a good job, which I did all that already. And here we are. So really gonna sit and think and write. That's part of that intentionalness. I'm gonna be writing down what my goals are for 2019. Where do I wanna see myself, mind, body, spirit, at the end of 2019, like what that should look like. And then I'm gonna walk myself backwards. I know it feels like a lot. It is a lot, but it needs to be done, because if not, 2019 will live me. I will not live 2019. It will definitely take over day to day. And I will look up this time next year with another episode similar to this, like, yeah, y'all, I don't know. Listen, we're all human. The biggest lesson I've learned this year is to practice grace and to give myself grace, to give grace to the people around me, to just be more loving, which sometimes is hard, especially these days. Like, if you watch any of the news, it's just like, ugh. But I really am focused on what I should be grateful for, what I am grateful for, and looking for more things to be grateful for. And when I don't have enough gratitude, cutting myself some slack. Like, I'm not perfect. Far, far, far from it. And that's okay. So send me an email and let me know the biggest lessons you have learned in 2018 that will impact your 2019. I love when I hear from you guys. I really appreciate all the emails, and the people who know me personally, I appreciate your texts and calls as well. I'm planning to have a way better 2019. And part of that means that I need your help. I need to know a couple things from you guys. One, are there any Black women who are doing things in this space, in the space of helping Black women in corporate America? I would love to highlight them on this show and share them as a resource. I think we all have the opportunity to come together and flourish and thrive helping each other. And so I want to illuminate and elevate any person or organization who is doing the work and helping other people do the work. I'm really passionate about this. I said on social media that I really truly am going to focus on this one goal and this one mission. I feel this so passionately that with just the right help, the right mentorship, and the right sponsorship, which is even harder to get, that Black women can thrive, not just survive, but thrive in corporate America, thus making the whole world a better place. And that is my mission for 2019, is to focus on all the ways that I can drive impact in this space, and hopefully to stop the mistreatment that Black women all over the country and even the world face, specifically in corporate America. Now, there's all kinds of mistreatment. I can't tackle it all, but I can tackle what I know. And I know what it is to be in corporate spaces as a brown face. And I know what it means to work your ass off and feel like it means nothing. So I really am so deeply passionate about ending that pain, because it's painful. And I hear it from you guys. It is painful to go through this because you know you're smart. You know you can do the work. You know you're competent. And to have these spaces just work to undermine our whole humanity, our whole being, it has to stop. It has to stop. And so I am on a mission of trying to figure out how to bring solutions to ourselves and to these companies that continue to hire us and then throw us out like yesterday's trash. I'm on a mission, you guys. So for the next 2 weeks, I'll be working on season 3 and trying to make this show even better. If you have any suggestions or thoughts, or you want to let me know about anybody that you think would be a good fit for coming on the show and talking about what they do to help Black women specifically survive and thrive in corporate America, please email me at ask@trillmba.com. Again, that's ask@trillmba.com. So you guys, I just want to let you know that I'm truly grateful for everyone listening to this podcast, for everyone that will listen to this podcast in the future, and for every Black woman who will take one little nugget away from this podcast and it helps them in their day-to-day, and it helps them not only survive, but thrive in the corporate space that they are working to just be Black girl magic in. And I just have this prayer for all of us. With that, I wish you all happy holidays. I'm so excited. Promise me you'll take some time to rest and reflect and eat and have a good time and love on all the people in your life that are here to love on you, and just work to be grateful for the time that we have, because you just never know. I love you guys. Contact me. I'll be looking for your emails. I do email back, and I will talk with y'all again in January 2019. The show will actually come out on my birthday, January 6th. That will be the first episode of season 3 of the Trill MBA show. If you need help or advice about specific situations, go to trillmba.com/coaching to schedule a free 30-minute consultation with me to strategize and walk through your specific work situations. In addition, you can always email me at ask@trillmba.com. I'm happy to either answer your question or connect you to the right person if I don't have the answer. Again, that's trillmba.com/coaching to schedule a free 30-minute consultation with me, and ask@trillmba.com to submit your question or concern. Until next year, you guys, keep it trill. The Trill MBA Show is a Fair World Corp. LLC production. Executive produced by Felicia and Rose Anuha. Music is Kick Push by Ryan Little. Keep it trill every day, y'all.